G'day! Merry Christmas! Welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas series, Fulfilled. In the part of the Bible which is called the Old Testament, there are over 300 predictions down through history which look forward to the coming of a Messiah or Saviour. That Messiah or Saviour, we Christians believe, was the man, the historical figure, Jesus Christ. Let's continue our adventure. Are you ready? Let's go! Today we start to see predictions of how this Messiah would be treated by other people. Predicted. Messiah would be a king. Prediction. Psalm 2 verse 6. For the Lord declares, I have placed my chosen king on the throne in Jerusalem, on my holy mountain. And Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey. Riding on a donkey's colt. Fulfilled. Mark chapter 11, verses 7 to 11. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Many in the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others spread leafy branches they had cut in the fields. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Praise God in highest heaven! So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple. After looking around carefully at everything, he left because it was late in the afternoon. Then he returned to Bethany with the 12 disciples. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 37. A sign was fastened above Jesus' head announcing the charge against him. It read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Predicted. The Messiah would be praised by little children. Prediction. Psalm 8 verse 2. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Fulfilled. Matthew chapter 21 and verses 14 to 16. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. The leading priests and the teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the children in the temple shouting, Praise God for the Son of David. But the leaders were indignant. They asked Jesus, Do you hear what these children are saying? Yes, Jesus replied. Haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say, You have taught children and infants to give you praise. Predicted. The Messiah would be betrayed by a close friend. Prediction. Psalm 41 verse 9. Even my best friend, the one I trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me. And Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 12. And I said to them, If you like, give me my wages, whatever I am worth, but only if you want to. So they counted out my wages 30 pieces of silver. Fulfilled. Matthew chapter 26 and verses 14 to 16. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests and asked, How much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you? And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. And Luke chapter 22 verses 47 to 48. A crowd approached, led by Judas, towards Jesus. Judas was one of the 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus, greeted him with a kiss. But Jesus said, Judas, Would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Predicted. The Messiah's betrayal money would be used to buy a potter's field. Prediction. Zechariah 11 verse 13. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, this magnificent sum at which they valued me. So I took the 30 coins and threw them to the potter in the temple of the Lord. Fulfilled. Matthew chapter 27 and verses 6 to 10. The leading priest picked up the coins. It wouldn't be right to put this money in the temple treasury, they said, since it was payment for murder. After some discussion, they finally decided to buy the potter's field and they made it into a cemetery for foreigners. That is why the field is still called the Field of Blood. This fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah that says, they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price at which he was valued by the people of Israel, and purchased the potter's field as the Lord directed. Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something new to encourage your walk as a Christian in the 21st century.